Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
WTMJ Forecast is sponsored by Big Fish Contracting. Visit bigfishcontracting.com to see how they're renovating homes and redeeming an industry. Tune into today's Brewers pregame show for the Big Fish Roof Update. Not to spoil it for you, but roof closed today. Decreasing clouds, breezy and chilly with a high of 43 degrees in your Storm Team forecast. Let's go out live once again to American Family Field. Hope you're watching along with us. Text WATCH to 855-616-1620 or check us out on our YouTube page. Click WATCH now on our mobile app or WTMJ.com. Joined now by host of Brewers Extra Innings and this noon hour Brewers warm-up, Dom Catronio. Hey, Dom.
Hey, guys. Thanks for making me a part of your morning. It was happy opening day.
You got your fancy Brewers shoes on to match your Brewers suit today?
I do.
Yeah. Dom always dresses it up for opening day.
Got to. Come on. I'm Italian, man. I mean, you know the drill. These were a gift from Bill Schroeder a couple of seasons ago. So I joked with Jake Bowers last season, like, I only really get to wear these like three times a year. Opening day, maybe clinch day, and day one of the playoffs. So that's really all I got.
All right, so should the alarm be played already? Should we be concerned about what happened in New York?
I mean, it sucks. There's no way around it. There's okay. Not really a sugarcoat, silver lining, something to say of like, all right, well, you did this well. Look, I'm refusing to even unlock the alarm bell right now, given we're three games into 162. Is it embarrassing a little bit? Of course. Are these guys kind of tuckered between the legs a little bit right now? Yeah, but it's round one, you know? I didn't hear no bell. Like, let's go. Let's get right back off the deck and let's play ball.
You hosted a couple of the postgame shows as well, Dom, listening to a little bit of that. Are you sensing most Brewers fans are kind of in your camp and ours, to be honest, right? It's three games into a 162-game season. No, we would have liked to have performed better. Actually, only two of those were clunkers. Opening day was okay. What is Brewers Nation telling you as you host these shows?
I think 98% of Brewers fans totally understand, hey, all right, that stunk, but whatever. It's three games. Let's move on because they know baseball, right? This is no reason to overreact to just three games. Then there's 1% of fans who are like, oh, there's baseball on this weekend? And then there's another 1% of fans that were, you know, panicking and hitting the alarm bells. And those are the fans that, you know, you're allowed to think whatever you want to think, but we're three games in and there's still so much that can happen. Like the Cardinals are 3-0 and the Brewers are 0-3. I said in 90 days, let's look at that standings again right. And see what that's going to look like. It's three games.
So you'll let me know if my dad calls, right? Because
yeah,
he would be in that 1%. That's it. I'm out. That would
have been before game one.
as soon as Freddie gave up the leadoff home run.
What's the deal with the so we have these new torpedo bats that the Yankees were using. Obviously, they had success, but there could be multiple reasons for that. With those bats now in play, what do you expect the league to do? Are we going to see them all across every team using those pretty soon?
I think you'll see a little, you know, flash maybe for the first 2 months of the season of that's going to be the talk of the first 2 months of the season. Everybody wants to get their hands on these torpedo bats. Rhys Hoskins has an order already in for these bats to just see what they're all about. They're 100% legal. I just want to make that very, very, very clear. And the Yankees are not the only ones with them. The Twins have them as well. If I'm not mistaken, I was talking to some sources on the other side. I believe at least one Royals player has them too. Just nobody on the Brewers wanted them. Baseball bats are, some guys tinker every year. Some guys like change their weight, change their knob, change whatever. Like look at Bryce Terang, right? When he switched to that knob handle bat and things really improved for him. It's the same theory, just moving that mass to the barrel, and it's not a bigger barrel. It still meets the specifications of the maximum diameter. It's just not the uniform length all the way to the end of the knob. So that's why people are like, what the heck is this? How is this legal? Everything cleared, MLB, Players Union, this did not catch anybody by surprise aside from the rest of the baseball world.
Yeah, I'm wondering how they kept it secret, Dom. If this bat is all of that, like, how did more guys not know about it? How did more teams not say, like, we want this?
It really started from the Yankees. They had a physicist years ago who's no longer with the team, but basically had this idea, but I don't know who holds the patent on it, which is why, you know, there are multiple bat manufacturers that are making it, which is why I'm confused about that end of it. But they kept it secret all Grapefruit League because they only used it in the cage, and then they didn't use it in the game until the actual games this weekend.
I'm all for nerds designing more stuff for our team. Like,
yes,
if we can get
nerd it up.
We can get into some of these guys. I mean, what's MSOE up to today? Put the whole school on it.
Let's do it.
I want everybody downtown working on this project.
I'm in. I'm all in on that. Let's get smart.
All right, we'll check in with you. Dom has the show Brewers Warm Up at noon today from American Family Field. Thanks, my friend.
Happy home opener, buddy.
Happy opening day, guys. Thank you, guys.